This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at stdave.org.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are still as good looking as I remembered. For those of you who do not know me, I am Santiago Rodriguez. I was a curate here a few years ago, and it is a delight to see you again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When King David wrote Psalm 27, he wrote those words because he knew. He had known darkness and the looming threat of destruction. For many years, we don't know how many, 7, 10, he had to hide in the Judean desert, in the wilderness, because King Saul wanted to kill him. You may remember the story in 1 Samuel of how David, when he was a young boy, was anointed by the prophet Samuel to be the next king of Israel, and how he had saved the Israelites when he was able to defeat Goliath. And so for a long time, King Saul had had a jealous eye on David. He was jealous and envious of David and wanted to kill him. And because he was going to be captured and killed, David fled into the Judean wilderness, and there he stayed for many years. We encountered the wilderness last week when Jesus in the gospel spent 40 days in the desert, and there he was tempted. The experience of David was a little bit different. For many years, he had to hide in that place, a place known as the desolation, the abandonment, a place that is harsh and difficult. He was there not because it was an easy place, but because it was hard for anyone to be able to find him. We know that during the day, the temperatures are scorching, they're hot. At night, it is cold, it is bone chilling. It is a place that is dangerous. There's wild beasts all over the place. Beasts like hyenas and leopards and lions and great wolves. And it was in that place, in that wilderness, in the eastern side of the wilderness, that David hid for many years. In the base of one of the cliffs, there is a small spring nourished by a waterfall, a place known as Ein Gedi, the spring of the wild goats, because only wild goats were able to get to that place. And in that small oasis, there were a number of caves. And in one of those caves, David hid for many years. I can imagine him in the darkness of that cave, waiting, often alone, sometimes with a small number of soldiers who were faithful to him, waiting, thinking that he was going to be captured and be killed. Friends, I have been in that cave many times. Not Ein Gedi, but I have been in that dark cave known as uncertainty. That place you know, that place of anxiety, when you do not know what is going to happen to you. Uncertainty is a state of the mind when we are anxious, that uneasiness, that discomfort, because we do not know what is next for us, for our loved ones, when things are hard at work and we don't know what is the next thing, when things are uneasy and unsettled in our country, that place. And usually uncertainty comes along with others. Uncertainty has three sisters: anxiety, fear, and worry. It is that feeling, that recurring line that we hear in most Star Wars films. I have a bad feeling about this. I know that feeling. I've struggled with it time and time again. It is that place that meets you, especially in those places where you are tender, where your emotional needs haven't been met, where you need attention, affection, acceptance, and you don't know what is the next thing. And you start to rehearse the what ifs and just in case, and you're worried and you're anxious and you don't know what's going to happen. We know that in those moments, David rehearsed those lines. In those moments of darkness, he reminded himself, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." The Lord is my stronghold and my refuge. He is close to me in my hour of need. The fathers and the mothers of the desert tell us, and neuroscientists confirm, that when it comes to uncertainty, the best thing we can do is to stay with it. Not to try to move on to the next thing, but to stay with it. Our brains were wired to seek patterns and predictability, and so we do not know what is next. When we are in uncertain moments, we create stories and narratives, and it is so easy for us to get anxious. And yet we know that it is the willful tolerance to uncertainty that helps us in those moments of deep anxiety. True freedom comes in embracing the unknown. Now, I'm not there yet, and perhaps some of you are, but I haven't arrived to that place of true freedom when I am not worried about the unknown. But what David reminds us is that in those moments, what we can do is to have those moments of prolonged exposure to uncertainty, to just stay with it. So I'm going to give you three ways in which you can have that willful tolerance to uncertainty. The first one is to focus on the presence of God. To remind yourselves in those moments of uncertainty that the Lord is indeed close to you, that the Lord is your light and your salvation. And just to trust that God is with you in that dark cave of uncertainty. Something else that David wrote in Psalm 27 goes along this way. There is only one thing I seek, one thing I ask of the Lord, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. So perhaps another thing you can do is to come to this very place, to places that are holy and sacred to you, to holy shrines and beautiful places in nature where you know that God is near to you, to seek the power of community, and in those places to bring your uncertainty and to stay with it, and to know that where God dwells, there you will find the certainty of God's love. Lastly, he wrote, wait on the Lord. Be strong, take heart. Perhaps something that you've heard performed or sung along as a Taisei hymn. Just to be deeply aware that God is with you, and in those moments when you struggle, when you are uncertain, when you are anxious, fearful, and worried, God is with you in the midst of it all. Friends, we live in uncertain times. We live in difficult times. I know it is so, not just in our country, but sometimes in our marriages, with friends, in relationships, at work, as parents, perhaps in this very community of faith or people around you. And when you're uncertain, things become difficult because we are fearful and anxious. I wish I could tell you you will never be uncertain again. I wish I could tell you you will never experience anxiety or fear or worry again. But yet we know that time and again you will, perhaps on a daily basis. That is just the very part of who we are as human beings. What I can promise you, the one thing I can tell you with certainty, is that God indeed is our light and our salvation. He is our stronghold. He is our refuge. He is the one to whom we can bring our uncertainty, our anxiety, our fear, our loneliness, our worry. In those moments when your emotional needs haven't been met and you are creating all these different narratives that sometimes are the lies of the enemy of our human souls, you can be sure that the light of God's love is with you, that the power of God's salvation is by your side, that God will forever be your stronghold, your refuge, your dwelling place, and the one that will give you certainty, deep love, and mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.